Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you. Thank y'all guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. Oh, it's the Malcolm Go podcast. November 15th, 2023, post-mortem edition of your New England Patriots 2023 season. Post-mortem, Mac Jones' career. We have now finally become an anti-Mac Jones podcast. Until further notice, but most likely forever.
It's bad. That was one of the worst passes I've seen
in the business. Americana music playing in the background, but it's off now. Yeah, go. Sorry, that was, by the way. Saw that we were gone last week, and you might hear me hacking a little bit more this week. I had walking pneumonia, and it's been just disaster zone. I mean, just mucus city in Saugus.
I was sick too. I feel like it's. The winter shows up and you're just, it's like, am I sick? Am I not? Or do I just feel like shit now?
I got a new disease now, which is just like, I've told everyone for years because I end up with weird fucking diseases. I've got this new one where just like, I've diagnosed myself and I'm literally 100%. I could have went to medical school thanks to WebMD and just Google. So I figured I was like this, it's like seborrheic, I don't know how to say the word, it's fucked up, seborrheic dermatitis or whatever. It's like these shits on my face. And my skin is literally allergic to my skin. It's like, that's what it's become. It's like, it's a somewhat, I guess, common thing.
Oh, yeah.
It never goes away. It never goes away. You just have it forever.
See it all the time. Yeah. Everyone like, with I suburban have, like, dry mycotosis. Patches,
like, so on the oily parts of your skin, like top of your head or like the right next to your nose and forehead, places like where teenagers get acne.
Yeah,
like,
they just have open wounds into their, you can see their bone.
It's basically like an AIDS. It's an AIDS epidemic type thing. I don't know. It just grows on your skin, and you have to, like, you can't even just clean it and moisturize with regular moisturizer because if, like, they have, like perfumes or anything in it, like, the yeast feeds on it. I'm, like, in a fucking living in Stranger Things. My body is, like, just eating itself. This is why I know I'm going to die of some disease that no one's heard of.
Yeah, here's your... You work too closely with bricklayers,
yeah.
But you never like developed all like they have all these diseases
yeah.
just swimming on them at all times, and you're just that close where they brush up on you every once in a while.
I've got city hands, counting money all my life, and of course I think we do have to say goodbye to KP for quite a while. He unfortunately lost his anal integrity. He's been compromised, so he's going to be out for quite a while. We're not sure how long, but could be months, could be years. Could be forever. You never know with this kid. He's been AWOL. He'll send off about 30 texts during the game, and then you won't hear from him again for months. He just sent back a text this week saying, this didn't really happen. I missed this. This is not possibly something that happened in the football game. Sending us a video of the Mac Jones disaster ball. The fucking proverbial Patriots Hindenburg. Fucking...
Ugh.
I've never seen... or believed an NFL play happened that was so bad. I mean, that's right up there with... I mean, it's not embarrassingly bad, like, say, a butt fumble or a Jacoby Myers, like, lateral pass, but it's just the worst NFL play
I
could possibly think of on top of, like... And that's probably, like, his third of those this year.
This might be worse, because with those other plays, you're like, you weren't trying to make a... Just a normal play?
Yeah, nothing... Yeah, exactly. There was nothing special about... It was an easy touchdown that you underthrew by 15 yards.
Like, a lateral is like, why are you lateraling it back?
Yeah.
This is like, oh, you're just dropping back to throw a pass to a guy that's open in the end zone.
Three-step drop, wide-open tight end, and what was that, sir? Everyone's looking around like, was it tip? Did you slip? It's just something with him. He's forgotten literally Chuck Knoblauch. And I think I've said this before, but he's literally got the yips now.
Oh,
He's not allowed to throw the ball over 10 yards at all. Like, they won't let him do it. He didn't do it at all. I don't think he did it at all last game. The longest pass he threw was like 12 yards. The offensive line, bless their souls, was getting eaten alive by a four-man Indianapolis Colts rush. I mean, this just was not fit for American soil. They had to send this fucking game to Germany.
It was, yeah, it was tough. I don't. We obviously didn't pod 2 weeks ago, but who on like Washington is that much better on the offense than us?
Nobody. There was no reason to lose that game. There was no reason to lose to the Colts. I don't get. I mean, Howell played decently enough, but he was just lobbing the ball around.
He leads the league in yards right now.
But he just lobs the ball down the field like somebody's just got to make a play.
He scrambles.
I barely remember that game because like I have to erase each one from my brain like a day later, and like one disaster just like comes next like immediately, so I just forget the previous disaster. So all I remember or all I know is that Ramondre is definitely back. Ezekiel Elliott is a top 3-4 player in your offense.
The offensive line was pretty dominant in the running game.
Yeah, in both games. In Indianapolis, they were running at will, and then every time they let Mac drop back for like an easy 3 yard, just pass to DeMario Douglas, he just fucking, his brain shut off. Like he literally was asleep at the wheel. I mean, we can go through it again, but like, let's face it, the fucking, what's even worse, not worse, but it's fucking just as bad was the complete miss, right? They're driving, score a touchdown, take the lead. Second to last drive of the game, or third to last drive of the game. They get to the, whatever, into the red zone. It's third and two. They run a simple crosser. Douglas wide open, right as Jones plants his back foot. Outlet pass, Ramondre Stevens, wide open, right as he plants his back foot. You can go to either or. And if you want to wait a second longer, the tight end becomes wide open. It might score a touchdown. Stevenson might score a touchdown. Gesicki or Hunter Henry, I don't know who it was, might score a touchdown. DeMario Douglas definitely gets a first down. Ramondre, all three of them definitely get a first down. He holds the ball, waits, does nothing, and then panics, goes to the left, double underhand shovel passes a fucking Ephus pitch into the air where it's almost pick sixed again. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I can't do it anymore. I mean, that is basic, elementary Patriots offense. I mean, that's day one in the fucking, in the book. You know what I mean? Third and short. I mean, that's fucking a quick pass to your fucking slot receiver that gets open immediately. Or he's not there, then go to the outlet pass. Wide open. Make him make a guy miss, touchdown or first down.
Yeah, it's just full panic. Down the stretch, it's full panic.
He has not been comfortable, and I don't want to hear about it. It's been the offensive line. It's a myriad of things. He's lost his confidence. He thought he was better than he is, so he was bitching too much last year. Wide receivers, okay, maybe they're not fucking world beaters, but they're certainly NFL receivers and capable. DeMario Douglas is very good. Juju can be good when you need him. Obviously, Bourne's out, but he's good enough to play on this team.
Well, it's not like we're saying, like, oh, damn it, we lost. You know, if we just put up 35 this week, we would have won. We needed 12 points
to beat a very bad, no good Indianapolis Colts team. Baker, or who the fuck, I want to call him Baker. What's his name? Fucking mustache, fucking
Minshew.
Minshew is so bad. Like, he made like three good plays. And he was just scrambling around, you know, and just lob, you know, had 8 seconds to throw and would lob it up. The pass rush isn't getting there. Josh Uche has disappeared. Incapable of getting near the quarterback now without fucking Judon on the other side.
Tell you who's a problem, though. Jennings. Jennings is nice.
He's playing well. Keon White's playing well. Christian Barmore is probably easily having his most dominant stretcher of his career.
No, he's a force.
Yeah. Jabril Peppers. I mean, the defense is loaded with a lot of good young studs. We just lost one. I mean, we gave one away. This fucking disaster that's happened with the cornerback situation. That happened after fucking Washington. J.C. Jackson and Jack Jones. I don't know if they're buddy-buddy. They're being late to meetings, late to hotels, which I don't know why they have a team hotel the day before a home game. It doesn't make much sense to me. I don't know what that is, but Albert Breer reported it. Jack Jones refuted it. I tend to want to believe Jack Jones because I think Albert Breer just makes shit up sometimes and mostly is wrong. So
it would also be like a weird thing to really be adamant about that you didn't do.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't late when everyone's like, oh, yeah. That was pretty easy to know. You just were the only one not here.
But nobody's going to ever say he was late. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You could always do that for the Patriots because nobody else. Like, the minute he was cut, they're not going to be like, he was late. You know what I mean? Like, Bill's not going to get up to the fucking mic and say he was late to the meet. You know what I mean?
I feel like he got more cut because he was, you know, sitting on the sidelines when he got benched. Yeah. And had the hood over his head and didn't care about the drive. It's like, dude, you're just gone.
Yeah, he just had he had cancer attitude. Cancer, you know, first of all, wasn't even playing good this year.
That's the thing. It's like, it's not like you were dominant. Yeah. You're not Sauce Gardner. You're fine. Yeah. You're a good corner.
You would have been a good second corner to Gonzalez. Like, you would have been a good second corner. But yeah. He fucking wasted his opportunity, which is fine. But now you got Marcus Jones. You still got fucking the kid. Wade played good last week. He made tackles. He came up in the run game. Jack Jones is a good player, but like, you could tell that there's something. He reminds me so much of Marcus Peters. It's like crazy. Like, Marcus Peters is an asshole thug. I'm going to say the word thug here on the internet, for lack of a better word. He has gotten thrown off like 7 teams, and I think he was thrown off his college team. He was so good when he came into Kansas City. People forget how good he was. He was like rookie
9
of the
picks.
Year. Yeah, 9 picks. And on a team that wasn't that good, but like good enough. Like, they had Alex Smith and Andy Reid, and they were moving the ball, and they could have went deep in the playoffs. And then I think they traded him the next year. Like, couldn't stand him on the team, traded him to I think somebody before the Rams.
Well, he played for Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know if he went to Baltimore for it. I know he went to the Rams, then the Ravens. Now he's on the Raiders, which is classic, because now he just reminds me of him. They're like, just guys are going to get, just have bad attitudes, think they're better than everybody else, and just are going to get kicked off teams. I mean, the fucking guy robbed fucking stores, got thrown off of Arizona State. But this guy, the guy that is coaching him now, the guy who was the Antonio Pierce that was on the Raiders, I mean, on the Giants 07 team, he was his head coach at Long Beach, Pauley High School, and his coach at Arizona State, where he got suspended. And then, like, and now he's signing him to the Raiders.
Oh.
So it's like, fucking, he's got, like, one chance. For what it's worth, he's good enough to play in the league. Like, he'll probably play, like, a lot of years. But I think every team he plays for is going to get sick of him after his contract's up.
Yeah, just see the talent and be like, maybe he's going to fit in here. Get in my locker.
Which is exactly why I compare him to Marcus Peters. Because Peters is, they're both good cover corners. They're just like, they wear out their welcome. Like, the same thing with, remember Brandon Lloyd? Not for like him being like a pain in the ass punk, but like, he was just like a weird guy. Remember, he was like, just everyone's like, he's got such a fucking weird personality. So like, yeah, he'll go for 1,500 yards or 1,200 yards with Tom Brady, be your number one receiver 1 year, and then they'll be like, I don't think he's worth it. Like, he's just not worth coming, like, playing.
Yeah, you hear everyone just get that awful NFL reporter term, which is, get him in the building, in our building. They love calling every football
team the building. The players in our building, we can take care of them in the program.
The guys in that building just know when they walk into that building.
In the culture. The culture in that building is different. What do you make of the program falling apart? Bill Belichick possibly trading Bill Belichick? What do you make of any of this? They want to move him to Washington, maybe the L.A. Chargers?
I don't think he's gonna be back.
Really?
That's where I'm at. I'm not. I want him back. I don't think there's a better. Austin, I don't think we're gonna get a better coach.
No.
But I think at some point we're gonna be 3-11, and it's gonna be like, what is going on here? Like,
well, they're not gonna fire him midseason. Let's get that out of the way. No, you don't fire a 6-time Super Bowl winning coach that had 20 dominant years. And even brought a rookie quarterback to the playoffs just like 3 years ago and fire him midseason when you have no better option. I mean, then you run into a whole world of hurt. So first of all, my stance is I don't think he'll want to leave, and I don't think that the consensus is going to be fire Bill or get rid of Bill. I think it's going to be Bill stays, has another chance. You know, he'll have a high draft pick, fucking $100 million in cap space. So it's like, I don't know. You can see it both ways. You say, do you want to start a new regime with a high draft pick and a fucking $100 million in cap space? Or do you want, you trust Bill to make those decisions? Or do you bring in fucking a GM? Or you bring in something? I don't know. I feel like you step on his toes when you start thinking about, like, changing the front office dynamic.
Well, he's not really going to go for that because who the hell is going to walk in and be like, well, I kind of think I know a little more about football than you. So that's not going to happen. So it's going to be someone he's going to want to work with. I think the issue could be Jonathan Kraft. He is kind of getting to the point, like, you hear Rob Kraft talk, he's like, he sounds like Joe Biden. Like, sometimes he's in the middle of a sentence, you don't even know, he doesn't even know where he's going with it.
Anyway, here's Meek Mill.
Exactly.
You know, my friend Meek Mill's here. Okay.
So, I could
similar
see,
backgrounds.
You know, Jonathan kind of like, Rob Kraft clearly just allowed them to kind of like do his thing.
Yeah.
His probably one regret is not stepping in and signing Brady himself. Like,
yeah.
And now I think Jonathan's going to be like, no, I think it's time, like, I kind of take over. This is my turn.
I mean, I can see that happening. I don't know. Something about Jonathan doesn't rub me the wrong way, but I just don't think he's got, like, that magic. Obviously, he doesn't have a magic touch. Like, Robert is, like, obviously built everything up himself or, you know, small couple million dollar loan from his father-in-law or whatever. He got his money. But I don't know. Jonathan just reminds me, maybe it's the glasses, of Dan Snyder. Like, kind of like a Nepo baby that's going to kind of, I don't know, fuck it up. I don't want to say he's going to fuck it up, but, like, he's been around the team so long that he knows how it's, like, done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally been bred to fucking be the next guy. So I don't think it's that big a deal, but I don't think he wants to get rid of Bill either. I think if people were making big deal out of, like, of him saying we're not good, or what are we saying? He's like, we're not going to watch this, but we're not good enough or something. I was like, yeah. We're not good enough. What do you expect him to say? I'd be concerned if he said, wow, we're doing great. I wouldn't say, or if it was the 2007 season, he says, we're not good enough. That would have been news. Not fucking the 2023 Patriots not being good enough. I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's tough. It's
hard to watch.
I just really, I can't get over the fact that I really think it's the quarterback.
You just think it's just the quarterback.
Like 80% the quarterback.
I'll tell you what made me go out on Mac Jones, and this was pre-interception, but I was mad at him before that. I was mad at him for the shovel pass mistake. And he was hanging his head on the sideline. Bill O'Brien was giving him the business, which he deserved. Right? But, like, Bill didn't even seem that passionate about it. Like, he's so, like, this kid sucks. Like, he's got nothing. He's not the guy. And then he comes back in, you know, drives him down the field, gets, like, an open lane, runs 15 yards, and he gets to the edge. He's running up. A guy's about to push him out. And instead of, like, walking out of bounds, he dives back into the cornerback.
Yeah.
And nobody brought it up. I brought it up on Twitter. I said, this pussy motherfucker dove into a corner to attempt to get a 15-yard penalty. Like, it's fucking, like, he was looking for a yellow card. You know what I mean? Like,
it's another, like, notch of that, like, weasel-y.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's that weasel fucking face, like, pulling down your basketball shorts when you're playing type defense type thing. You know what I mean? Like, guys that play, like, on the line, annoying. Like, a Marshawn used to do, like, would he be, like, picking your nose and licking your face. Like, that, even though he's, like, well within his right to do that, it's just a Bush League weak play. Like, okay, like, we can complain all we want about, like, a defensive end, like, coming around, making a normal sack, and then getting a roughing the passer.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe Washington had one against us that everyone was laughing at and how stupid it was. Like, that should be, what he did was, like, almost basically a flop, like, for a flop for a penalty. But nobody saw it or cared because it was Mac Jones. But, like Mahomes does that too sometimes, but not, like, to that extent. It was such a soft thing. And I was like, fuck this guy. And then, like, five plays later, he threw a pick.
Well, it's not like he got pushed at all either and kind of just flailed his arms. He did, like, he jumped into him after he was out of bounds. It was just,
that guy from, like, he's just a Duke basketball player faced fucking quarterback. Like, it doesn't help, like, the blonde, like, side part. It's just not working. Like, his tennis, like, they'll bring up, like, his tennis modeling photos from when he was a country club baby, and I'm just like, this is not gonna ever, like, we were just bred on Tom, you know, whatever. We were just, 20 years of Tom Brady, I'm gonna always compare it, and I know everyone gets annoyed at me and fucking spams my email and Twitter, at Brady Disciple, at MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com. And people will just send stuff to me and say, you compare him to Tom Brady too much. It's not Tom Brady. I was like, well, what other person am I supposed to compare him to? the absolute pinnacle, who had the exact same situation, basically. You know what I mean? Good defense, middling receivers, same coaches, same owner, same stadium. Where else am I going to go with this? Compare him to Matt Cassel? No. You have been, we have been sold that he is a man of high football intelligence that makes the right plays, not the most athletically gifted, but fought for everything he wanted, you know, wasn't a highly recruited player, went to Alabama, fought for his job, almost won a Heisman, won a national championship. You know, Brady goes to Michigan, doesn't have a chance, fights for his way up top, wins the Orange Bowl. You know, guys that fought and scrapped. This kid does not remind me of a fighter in the least bit. He looks like a kid that was given everything he was ever wanted. I mean, it almost like, instead of saying like given or like he fought for it, it's like he waited his turn. You know what I mean? Yeah. In Alabama, he went. Yeah, he went to Alabama and give him, you know, his flowers for that, because he probably could have went to fucking, who knows, Southern Mississippi and fucking started as a freshman. But like, he went to Alabama, sat behind Tua, right? And then, you know, what's his name? Bryce wasn't ready yet or whatever the fuck. So they're like, okay, 1 year of fucking Mac Jones. He's throwing to Heisman winners and fucking three other guys that are first round picks, and it's not the same. You know, he was given that last opportunity. He didn't have to like outwork anyone to win that job.
He doesn't know how to get like excited. Like, he knows he's supposed to be excited, but I feel like he's trying to like manufacture it. Like, his celebration, just the celebration is like Brady just took the ball and spiked it and just screamed.
Max, no, he doesn't have football emotion, right? Like, no. I'm like that, or I was like that. Like, being on the football field, there was people that just went to a level of like, this is like, they're just like a different person on the football field, and they're like fucking running through shit and don't care. I'm more like, I could possibly get paralyzed in this next tackle. Yeah, so I'm like, thinking about stuff like that. Like, I'd be scared to death.
But the people who come up to you and like headbutt you before the game, you're like, no, that's not. That hurts.
I said, I know we're gonna lose by over 20, so I'm not invested in getting a concussion pregame.
We're not headbutting. Headbutting is a nightmare. I don't need the headbutt.
The fucking bleacher, dickhead.
Side note. I got a haircut today.
What did you say?
I got a haircut today.
I thought you said hand job. And I was coughing through it. I was like, oh, God bless. Woo!
I got a... Oh, Tony's falling apart. He's collapsing.
It's the pneumonia.
So, I don't even know if I should be here. But
you'll be fine. Don't worry about that. Put on that... what do they call that shit? That hand sanitizer they run out for...
My normal barber... I don't know. I fucked up the scheduling or something. So he's like, oh, you actually don't have an appointment. But that guy over there is available. And it's just a guy sitting in the corner. So I'm like,
not
all right.
Even a barber. Just like the guy sitting in the seat.
I went to him once. I've never been back to this guy. So I think he knows that I just don't get my hair cut for him.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk the entire time. And then at the end, he's just like, well, that'll do. Like, didn't even say, like, he's like,
you
I
like
don't
it? Is this fine?
He's like, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. He's like, this is all you're getting.
That'll be $20. Definitely.
There's not really much more we can do here, so...
I see that you've got a cowlick, but we're going to go ahead and leave it.
Yeah.
Because what you've got here is the best you're going to do, son.
It doesn't really seem even. Nah. Yeah. I think that's just your head. Your head's just a little...
Saugus is a weird place because we have the... People forget that we have the country's oldest barbershop, George's Barbershop. And when you went in there and you asked for, like, when you know, it was made for, like, basically... From Civil War times, they were just going in there and giving military haircuts, and it's just been generations and generations of whiffles. So, like, you'd just be like, once like the mid-90s started, and everyone's like, let's get a bowl cut, or like, even the early 2000s, people were getting fades, they were like, yeah, we're gonna fuck this up big time.
Yeah.
If it was just like 4 80-year-old men in there, one of them had 3 fingers and would just rub it up against your neck. I called his name was 3-Finger Dick. Everybody knows him around these parts. And it was, when he had the buzzer, he would put it up against your head. And, like, you'd feel the cold of the steel of the buzzer, but then you'd also feel his 2 nubs. I don't know how he did it, but his pointer finger, his middle finger were complete. 100%.
Civil War accent.
Yeah, probably. And then he had 3/4 of his ring finger and no pinky. So it was, like, almost like a perfect ramp. Like, and he would just bring it alongside your head and just rub it in as he's trying to fade your hair. And we're going to take a quick commercial break here as... I'm about to make. All right, boys. Hold on.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that. When the mood hits you, am I right, boys? It's that Chipotle. That damn Chipotle.
Tony's, you get like 3 years left.
Yeah, I know.
Your that, body's.
If that.
We're just watching your body fall apart.
If you didn't, listen. That's exactly why I have life insurance, because I'm just going to, my body is literally collapsing. I'm gaining weight by the second. I'm just not built for this society anymore. I'm already thinking about moving south. I can't handle it anymore.
You're going down south, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm going to die here alone and be buried in the Saga Cemetery and watch it all burn down around me. Hey, we got a Dave's Hot Chicken today, so things are looking up.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we lost Fuddruckers, but we added a Dave Hot Chicken, whatever that is.
You know, this week I do one of those knockout pools. You have to pick like one team each week.
Yeah.
And there's like 20 grand in the pot. And I already talked myself. Like, I won the pool already.
But you're already spending the money. It's always the best move.
100%. Yeah. Like, I was like, all right, Nina, like, we could probably go on two vacations. Yeah. And we don't just one.
Listen, I got 2 weeks paid vacation. Yeah. How does Japan sound? Like, those Rivian trucks look pretty good. Grab one of them cyber trucks.
Like, you think we're really going to stay in a 4-star hotel? That is actually disgusting.
The blankets are made out of silk.
Hey, phone calls to car dealerships. Like, what are you saying that 20?
What are you offering me to get me into your truck today? I got 20K coming, boys.
My finances fell apart real quick.
I know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I've been counting my money before. It's like, just I know that, like, I know you get like a certain amount. I did no research whatsoever, but I spent like pretty much my life savings rebuilding my two family house that I had for fucking 100 years now. Had it since 2010, and I redid the outside, the roof, the upstairs apartment, 100%. Got it rented out. So I didn't know this, but like, you're not allowed to like claim a lot of it or most of it until like it's actually 100% like livable and vacant. I mean, and rented. So I couldn't claim a lot of it last year. So I'm like, all right. So I'm going to claim it all next year. I'm like, that's got to be, what, 100,000 coming back? I've just been like all year. I've been like spending it. I'm like, yeah, I'll just take that out of the taxes next year. Don't worry about it. My brother's like, what do you think they're going to give you? I was like, I don't know. What do you think? It's got to be 100, right? I know it's not 100, but like, I want to see what other people think just to see if I'm kind of close in my realistic thoughts.
I have a feeling the RIS is going to show up at my house and they're going to want to negotiate with me. Yeah. That's how much they're going to owe me.
They say, wow, we owe you so much money. Yeah. Mind if we give you only 80% of it and then you don't have to pay taxes for the rest of your life? And I'll say, you know what? That sounds good.
Things are tight over here on our side, so.
Tightening our belts, our belt buckle, our purse strings.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than just going into the Amazon cart and just delete. You just know.
Dude, I drive my son to school in the morning. Every time I open the door, a new package falls on my foot. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Literally, the door opens and they just collapse onto me. It's like literally like we've been living, you know, like, I don't even know what you would like compare it to. It's like almost if like it was a snowstorm and it snowed 3 feet the night before and you open the door. It's like one of those, and then the fucking snow just barrels into you. Like, it's almost like that. Like, I just walk in and it's, there's one box, one fucking brown paper one white fucking plastic one.
Some of them are singing already. Just noises.
The worst thing is, like, you buy like Santa presents or whatever. But buy like Santa presents, whatever, and then do like something good at school, and I'll see them playing with it. Like, I'm like, God damn it, you're not allowed to have anything. Like, we can't just. I'm not double buying presents because you love to give them away. Watching.
But, we almost blues.
He's like, I don't even know, not paying attention to me. He's just looking at his tablet. Just wants to be near me. Wants to feel my musk. His dad's musk. It's all right.
That's just the feeling you have after just, this is where we're at. In 2-8 season, this is the things that happen.
This is what happens now. Depression sets in. It's fucking not even Thanksgiving yet, and I've done I don't know, 1,000 mock drafts. I've rebuilt the roster top to bottom. Like, literally, if Bob Kraft gave me a call and was like, you want to start rebuilding this roster, I already got it laid out. Like, I've got a 10-year plan.
Where you on, I mean, I'm heavy on no quarterback in the first round. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. If you fall to 2, or like, even if you're 3 and one of the top 2 guys falls to you, I would personally, I think I would take May over Williams. Only because Williams cried in the stands, and I can't have it. I already have a crier now, and have a second crier. One that's touted as like the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. You know what I mean? Like the next Mahomes.
Yeah, I just think quarterbacks are so hit or miss. Yeah, like, across the board, like it's like a coin flip.
Yeah, I think that everyone is pretty much like in the camp that Williams is. He can't miss, like a can't miss guy, like Andrew Luck was, like Peyton Manning was supposed, you know.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, there's a couple can't miss guys that definitely always hit, and then there's guys that are like on the, you know, there's definitely guys that like can't miss guys that do, like Ryan Leaf and fucking, fucking Jamarcus Russell, those guys. But like there's more like if they lock it in and like this guy can't miss, like they dominate college, they can throw, then like play pass, professional. Offense in college and shit like that, even though nobody, I don't know, something to be said. I mean, I wouldn't take, like, if you get those two guys are gone, 1 and 2, I mean, I'd almost rather take Marvin Harrison, just have him.
I would rather take him number one over everyone, because you're not missing on him.
No,
he's going to be good, like, yeah. Really good.
Yeah, he's going to be an NFL receiver. I don't think everyone says he's better than Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase sat out a whole goddamn year and came back. Still was like a top 5 pick just because he was so good.
I think he is, but even if you're like getting him and you're like, all right, this guy's already in that class of receiver.
Yeah.
That is going to be better than whatever the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's fucking stupid, but like you basically have 2 first round picks because you're picking 3 or 4. You could, I mean, you're what? 2 picks out of the fucking, or you're 3 picks out of the first round again. You could jump up and get a quarterback you want, and get that fifth-year option if you want to take him 32nd. You know what I mean?
Look at all these quarterbacks in the league. How many of them were top 5 picks?
Not many. Not even Mahomes was. I mean, there's fucking like Burrow. The guys that were top picks aren't good. Like, Baker Mayfield is, like, run-of-the-mill.
Goff, Burrow.
Goff was. Wasn't Josh Allen.
He was, like, 7.
I think he was before Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes was, like, 15.
Herbert was early.
Yeah, he was like a same, like 5 to 7. Like,
I can't think of anybody else. Yeah, like most of the starters now, I mean, Deshaun Watson was early, but he's like, I don't know, he's finished. Lamar Jackson was later. Fucking, what's his face with the Jets was early.
Burrow was 1.
Yeah.
Tua was early, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think any of these, like,
I'm a first, second round, but. Again, a lot of, like, none of them are great. Like, there's, like, 4 great quarterbacks right now.
It's Burrow and Mahomes.
But, yeah, and Josh Allen's not even good anymore.
It may be Jalen Hurts, but he's not with those guys.
Jalen Hurts isn't he's a different type of quarterback, but he's good. Yeah, and he's also got a stacked team. Like, his offensive line is, like, one of the best of all time.
And he's, like, perfectly built for that team.
Yeah, and he can run and fucking, he can throw on the run. He's good. Yes, but.
There's 2 quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that's probably fair. I'm not even necessarily sold on Herbert. I think he's good, but he loses a shitload.
Herbert stinks.
That's who everybody wants to send Bill to. They think they're ready to win now with Herbert, their receivers, and the defense, which, okay, maybe, but like.
You play, every game is a road game. Every time any team plays there, it's loud in the fourth quarter when your offense is driving.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, nightmare. Too, is, like, they want to, like, if they want to sell, like, the Chargers, like, get new fans or have them come, like, bring Belichick there, win a Super Bowl. I don't know.
I don't
win a Super Bowl. It's different. Like, a player, like, Brady going to Tampa is so different because it's, like, they had a stacked team before and they just didn't have a quarterback that was smart or really an offense that was smart. So they brought Brady in. They were struggling for a couple weeks. Brady was like, fuck you, Arians. I'm running the offense now. Runs the Patriots offense. Runs the table, wins the Super Bowl, right? You can't just come in as a as a coach, take over a whole regime in fucking, you know, February, and then compete to win a Super Bowl at 73, by the way.
No, like, I think, like, what Sean Payton did in Denver, like, that was a good move. Like, I feel like they're, like, a year away from being, like, a
good team.
A good team. Yeah, they're
dog shit, but
close.
They're getting better now.
Yeah, their defense is good. They have, like, an attitude towards them. And
Russell Wilson's playing halfway decent. Like, he wasn't embarrassing, like, last year.
So, like, I think it does take, like, a little while to, like, I don't
you
know.
You can't, and I think that the Patriots fans and most, you know, just the writers, I think the writers like to pile on because it's not much of a story. The Patriots are always going to be a giant story as long as Belichick's the coach. Like, just even the thought that the Patriots are bad for the first time since Belichick's been a coach, that they're piling on, like, wait, they, like, just the biggest story it could possibly be is, like, oh, Belichick's got to get out. They're going to fire him. Like, you know, everyone's talking about it. Just knowing nothing.
This is revenge for the last 24 years of
not talking to him.
Him just being dicks to them.
Yeah.
And just treating them like assholes and them thinking they're important. Like, they walk around like it's like, yeah, like what we had to do in Foxborough. I mean, I get Baghdad in the Iraq War was something, but Foxborough after a loss on a Monday?
Have you ever seen Bill Belichick and asked him a question about the fucking the fourth down that they didn't execute?
Hey, what happened when that receiver ran down the field and dropped it? Yeah, all right.
I will say a questionable coaching decision that deserves expletives thrown at Bill Belichick was the fucking punt block fucking in the first half. Full-on punt block when all you need fucking as much field position as you can and you don't put a punt returner back.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't understand.
Like, don't put gunners out there. What do you call them? Vices. Don't put those guys. Run with 10 and fucking have a punt returner back. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. They weren't even on the goal line.
I missed the play for some reason. Like, I had to walk away to do something. And I came back. I'm like, what the? Why is the ball here?
1,000-yard punt? It was like a completely average punt. Could have been returned or fair caught, and we would have the ball at, like, the 40. Instead, they let it bounce, and they lose 25 extra yards. And, of course, probably, I don't remember what they did. I was so livid that they made that play call.
You know what was a bad sign for this team was the Jets game. Jets game, like, week 3, when the Patriots, they had the lead, but they weren't letting Mac throw at all.
Yeah.
They were running the ball. Every play was, like, at
and
that
they
point.
They almost blew it twice.
Yeah, they knew that it was over with him.
Yeah.
They're like, we just can't trust him at all. He threw.
He's going to make a mistake.
Pick sixes in the first two games. Like, yeah.
And I mean, he's been throwing, pick sixes or near pick sixes in every single game. It's almost insane. Like, literally, he could. People have gotten their fingertips on a pick six in every single game, I think. Except for maybe Buffalo. There was one game, like, he had a good game, and everyone's like, all right, we're back on Mac.
It was Buffalo, yeah. It's just his ball to the sideline just takes so long to get there that, like.
Well, he doesn't plant his feet. He has the worst footwork I've ever seen for a starting professional quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, his legs are, I don't know, they're just not, they don't look sturdy. He looks like a baby deer. You know what I mean? He's just like. They just go, like, they, I don't know, like, daddy long legs. They just wander back there, float.
Yeah,
it's just. And then, like, they never look like they're set. They're just, like, he's always, like, just, I don't know, just stand, like, prancing almost. Like, he's not, like, you know, like Brady or somebody, like a quarterback stands tall in the pocket and is, like, bouncing on their feet. And then when they're ready to throw, that back foot sets and he rips it. Like, Mac just, like, stands there and then just loops the ball. You know what I mean? There's never like it's like he's lobbing with his nephew. You know what I mean? That's what he looks like.
It's like he's always trying to take a charge. Like, as soon as he gets hit, he just drops to the ground. It's like, all right, good.
I've never seen somebody turtle harder. I mean, he's literally, like, this kid, Gardner Minshew, was running around for his life. Like, a couple times we got close to him, but he's, like, running in between the linemen, trying to get out of it. Mac fucking won't go. Like, he's, like, just quit trying to scramble at all. Like, he's terrified of throwing a bad pass that he's, like, taking sacks that he doesn't need to be taking.
The last two games, Howell did it and Minshew did it. Like, these quarterbacks who aren't good, who are starters, they sacrifice their body. Like, they try to make plays. They'll run. They'll put their head down. They'll do whatever it takes. Mac is just, he feels like, again, like it's like.
He's entitled to, like, take the sacks.
I need to slide short of the first down on third down because I know the danger that's about to happen.
Yeah.
Tony is falling apart.
Yeah, well, I'm hacking, but that's okay.
falling apart.
You might have to take over for the...
just talking for a minute.
Oh, he's done. He's finished.
No, we're back. I'm not dying. Just got it's the nighttime. It's when the night I don't know. It's like the night monster comes and it fucking gets in my lungs.
Yeah, that's what it happens everywhere.
Yeah,
sunsets is no winter. Just
first thing
really
in the morning, I gotta clear my lungs like hard, and then I don't know. I'm usually pretty good all day. I might cough like once or twice. I'm mucusy, and then at night, like when I'm right about to go to sleep, I'm like I literally cough myself lightheaded, like to the point where I'm like, oh boy, I'm about to pass out.
Dom was, your brother was talking about moving to Florida for the winter. He's going to get a job down there and, like, bartend. Yeah. And all of us were like, no, you can't do that. You better stay here. You're not about to go down there now. What is it about to get cold and shitty and enjoy your life?
Yeah.
No. You stay here.
You sublet your apartment and fucking move to fucking Florida like a fucking 98-year-old person? Yeah.
Start
with you.
It was I thought it was a genius move. Start doing it now. Yeah. Avoid the winter. Sun all year long.
He doesn't have to shovel. He lives in a condo complex.
Shoveling is like the fifth worst thing about the winter.
Yeah, it is.
It gets dark. It's 4 o'clock. It's dark out.
Yeah, that does suck. I hate coming out and just coming out fucking from work. I'm like, oh, it's pitch black.
I only realized that when Chris Long left the Patriots.
Yeah.
One of the reasons he said, he's like, it's so weird. It gets dark there so early. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Doesn't that happen everywhere? And then
definitely
I realized
it happens
like,
in fucking the eastern seaboard. I mean, that's the whole point of it.
No, it doesn't happen in Florida.
How's that?
The sun and the equator.
The equator, I guess.
We're
that.
Closer
yeah.
to.
Yeah, but New England and like New York and fucking Philadelphia are the same.
Somewhat, but they're better. Boston is pretty bad. It's like 4:15 it's setting right now.
Yeah.
In Florida, it's like 6:30 still.
Well, this is why we got to get rid of fucking daylight savings. What's the point of it? There's no farmers anymore. It's all fucking robots. Why do we need fucking daylight savings time?
It's not
Arizona
really...
doesn't recognize it. They just say, we're not doing it. In fact, nobody has a problem with it. Why can't Massachusetts be like, no, fuck that. What's the point of it? Stupid.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, what? We'd have one more hour of sun. It would set at 5:15. What's the difference?
It would stay dark until about noon, but...
Yeah. I mean, who cares? I mean, we get fucking very little light as it is. It's light at like... What, 6, 7? It gets late at like 7, and then it's fucking dark at 4, and whatever. Everyone's depressed anyway. My skin's falling apart.
Yeah, this is
I'm
when
coughing
you
up a lung.
Yeah, this is when you just start.
The Patriots are dog shit.
I was eating chocolate cake last night.
That's awesome.
it was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Treating yourself.
Nina went to bed, and there was chocolate cake, and I was like, ooh, I'm...
It would have been better if that was saved for something. Like, she had just baked it for a party, and little Ty needed a little snackaroo before bed. had a couple vinos, and said, you know what? I'm going to take a little nibble here. Before you know it, a quarter of that bad boy's gone. She wakes up in the morning and fucking bullshit at you. The baby needs milk. She goes and opens the fridge. Fucking whole slab of chocolate cake's gone. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know. Where you stand with... So you said you weren't in on quarterback necessarily in the first round, which I don't disagree with. I think you take best player available offensively, no matter what.
Yeah.
Unless, like... But you're not going to, because you already know their name. But, like, if there was, like, a fucking... can't miss dominant defensive player. Like, yeah, you take him. But, like, you take right now best available offensive player. I don't care if it's a left tackle, quarterback, that's... or fucking receiver, or running back, what the fuck ever. Like, Brock Bowers looks good to me. You're going to need a tight end next year. Henry and Gesicki, both free agents.
Yeah, but we keep talking about him, but how good is he actually going to be? He's not going to be... Kelce is, like, the peak you can be.
He's a similar player to... He's in between Kelce and Gronk, where he can make plays offensively like Kelce, but and like Gronkowski, but not block like Gronkowski.
But the only thing with that is, like, so if Kelsey's the peak, usually averages, like, 1,000 yards a year. Like, you could bring a wide receiver in. Like, Marvin Harrison could average, like, 1,500
yards, yeah.
He could be, like, that next, like... As good as tight ends are, receivers are way high end receivers are way more valuable because the difference between them and an average receiver is huge.
But I just know
it's
that
not
like,
that big of a difference.
Because then
between...
you'd literally have to force Belichick out because he would not give him a second contract. By then, our receivers, and I'm projecting, but like, you know, a 75-year-old, 76-year-old Bill Belichick's not going to pay Marvin Harrison Jr. $35 million a year.
75-year-old Belichick? You think he's going to be around for 5 years? No, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, so that's what
he's
I mean.
He's going to be old as shit.
He's old now. He still fucking keeps going.
Yeah, but he's solid. He looks like a rock.
Fuck, you see him shirtless the other day?
What? We get?
Is that real? 100%.
That was him.
100%.
Yeah, but what?
I know his body for just as much as I know my own.
But what is going on? Like, when, why, what time of year is this?
I think that was a summertime fling, it seems like. I don't know. They said it was in Braintree, which it looks like kind of like a South Shore suburb.
That's not Braintree. That's on the water.
Like just some fucking.
It looked like a
suburb,
like
town.
A Marblehead type old city on the. It wasn't Marblehead, but it looked like an old city on the water, like
a Scituate, maybe.
Maybe a Scituate.
Sounds like a Scituate. Could be a Scituate. Listen, he blessed some young lady with his hammer of love on a night. He forgot his Vineyard Vines Oxford, and accidentally locked himself out. Probably never called the broad again. So she released the ring cam.
Is that what happened? So because I didn't understand like where the footage came from or what the hell went on. Like
he probably had to go coach the team. So he got up early, like whatever that was. Probably it was getting light out. So it was probably 4:35 in the morning in the summertime.
We just covered something here. So we're
already knee deep in daylight savings time. So this is summertime hours. So it's probably about 5 a.m., right? He's sliding out. She's probably sleeping on his shirt. He's like, I'm gonna wake this bitch up. Not privy to the ring camera. He probably picked her up at some nice, you know, Davios and so, fucking at Foxborough after practice. Went home, blessed her.
That's what happened. So he was trying to get back into the house. The door was locked.
I think he was leaving. I think he was going to work with no shirt on.
I
love from him.
I thought that was in like recently. It was just cold and it was the morning and he was.
No, I think he was making love to a nice young lady.
Was there audio on the ring camera?
Not on the video. Maybe there was. I don't know, but it was nothing like, there's no words.
No words, but like, that is that like a move.
This is the problem with society, by the way, is that you're always on camera all the time now. Every time you're doing anything.
But what I'm saying is what I think could have happened is, you know, you go out, you have a big oily garlic dinner. You're with
sweaty.
A woman all like, you're sleeping. Anytime you sleep in another girl's bed, you have to just, you're like, and then he had to go outside to fart.
he
walked outside.
No.
And then he was like, fuck, I locked myself out and I don't have my shirt.
What if he just ripped a big cigarette, if you're a big joint when he was out there? No, I think that the girl felt slighted and fucking probably just like leaked the ring camera footage. And there's also this whole ring community too, by the way, where like, I can't really see it, but you could share ring camera like with everybody that has ring. So like you could just be like, look at this guy, whatever. Like, and then anybody in your neighborhood, like I get Lynn police shit constantly.
About it's everyone.
Yeah.
Every single time you're like, oh, someone's trying to break in cars.
I gotta yell at my kid. The fuck? Like I like so goddamn loud.
Yeah. You gotta set the tone. It's
fucking loud ass YouTube videos playing fucking 5 feet away from me. Fuck my whole fucking flow up.
We're in the middle
talking about shirtless Belichick. He's fucking on FGTV Duddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, ring camera community is something I didn't think I was ever going to be a part of.
Yeah.
And now I'm in it and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic.
There's some good ones. Like, yeah, you get them. You must get them too. I get them constantly. Like, they're always Lynn and they're always fucking out of pocket. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like, this guy's been pissing on my porch for 6 months. And like, you read, that's a real story. I'm not even making that up.
I saw that, yeah.
And I think he sent you guys the video before. And he was like, I was like, this has got to be great. And it's like, this guy, I don't know if he lived in a house that was like being redone or whatever, but every single night without fail, he came across the fence. Like, he had a front yard, but came across the fence and pissed on this lady's bush and fucking front porch. And everyone's like, they were like, what should I do? And everyone's like, call the police, you fucking idiot.
Nine months ago.
Why are you telling us on ring camera? He's been doing this for like literally like days on end.
Yeah. I mean, the other ones are like, oh, keep your eye out. This guy just ran over my great uncle. You're like, what? Shoot. What is going on? Why are you asking us to solve this crime?
There's always good ones that would be like, it'll just pop up on your phone and say, anybody hear gunshots? Yeah. I'm like, what? No, god damn it. And what's the other one? Last week was two. They were like, cars broken into on Boston Street. Somebody stole my two iPod classics. I said, oh my God, that's the best. I love that this guy, I almost think that he was making that up just to say that he had iPod classics.
Yeah, that would be actually fun.
Yeah. Man, get somebody's old iPod classics with the fucking, with the buttons, not even the ones that you had, like the fucking, you could spin. Like there was ones that the second generation, you could like do the spin dial. The first one, you had to press the buttons. Those goddamn things were expensive. I had the first official iPod. I think it was like $400 for like fucking 20 gigabytes.
I think next time I have like Dom come to my house, I'm going to just post a video of him and be like, has anyone seen this guy? I caught him raping my cat in the backyard.
On the ring. I'd thumbs up at him. Like, oh, yeah.
Just see
cat,
what I get.
His cat fucker. The Medford cat fucker.
Has anyone seen this gentleman? Like, because, yeah, there really is. You can just do whatever you want on that thing.
Yeah.
It just makes
no rules. It's really for your own, like, if anybody's stealing your Amazon, or, like, fucking, yeah, there's no reason for it. Bill Belichick is banging you and fucking decides to leave in the cover of darkness, which I love from him. Listen, he got rid of Linda, got rid of the fucking, all you know, the dead weight, so to speak, and he's moved on. Bigger and better things. South Shore Moms. She was probably, I bet she was 28, big fan, probably couldn't get Edelman in her day, so she had to go to Belichick. She used to go to all the parades. So, you know, Gronk looks good today. And then couldn't close. So Coach Belichick sees her at a wine bar, takes her home. She's probably the concierge. Not the concierge, the hostess. And fucking, you know what I mean? She recommended a wine. He recommended.
Hey, Scoot, two consenting adults.
Eight, thick eight.
Two consenting adults enjoying themselves.
God bless them.
I don't know. I don't know what to do going forward. Are they going to just lose every game? Because
no.
There's not many games. Like, they aren't good, clearly, but it's not like they should have lost all these games.
No,
they're a better
and there's
team.
Always...
All the players keep saying it.
For how bad as everyone says that they can't coach, they have the ability. They had the ability to win, like, four games at the end and fucked them all up. Like, the Eagles game, they could have won. He fucked it up. They didn't get 2 feet in bounds. Was the first Miami game they fucked up. Obviously, the Raiders game went through Parker's hands. The fucking... the last drive where Juju Smith-Schuster fucking, again, that was against Washington. They
tipped it to
the safety. This game against the Colts, that's fucking four that I know they could have won in the last drive. They didn't do it or tie them up on the last drive.
It was just really the Saints and the
Cowboys.
The Cowboys, they definitely should.
Those are the only games that they didn't have a chance in.
Yeah, like they're bad, but they're not like, I don't know how they're not worse with this offense, with Mac. Like, all these turnovers, all these things that happen in these games, and they're somehow in these games at the end, it doesn't make sense. They should be getting
killed. It's coaching, and it's the way the defense is good enough to keep them in games. And, you know, they make plays when, you know, and they can run the ball, and they score enough points, and then they're able to, like, still control the other offense. Like, the way that Bill's always been able to do it. Like, even when Brady would have games where, like, the defense would shut Brady down, and they'd be losing, like, 14-10 or whatever. Even like say whatever, it's 24-10 going to the fourth quarter. Like Bill would still have them in a chance to win the game or tie the game at the end of the game. You know what I mean? They'd manufacture a touchdown early. Defense would clamp down, and then Brady would have it with like whatever 2 minutes to go and a chance to go tie it. And it's just the way that the coaching is. He gets more aggressive later in the games, and I don't know. It just works. It always works out like that, and that's why I always still think he's. Still the best X's and O's coach there is.
You never hear bad things. I don't know if he's talked about this one on the podcast, but there was like a player they were talking about him. He played cornerback on the Broncos in like 08 or maybe it was like 06. He always go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was.
Or 08.
Yeah, whatever. But so basically what they said was he was like, oh, zero coverage. Everyone at the line of scrimmage blitzing like crazy. It was me and Champ Bailey, and we were just locking everyone up. So they had no time, and no team could stop the defense because we were getting so much pressure and we had the good cornerback. Until Belichick figured out if you just motion the slot receiver to the other side of the field, that guy runs with him, and then the slot receiver blocks one of the blitzers. The guy covering him and the blitzer, he's basically blocking two for one.
Yeah.
He was like, it neutralized the defense. He's like, the only problem is the guy that they had, didn't work. He's like, next week, Hines Ward was laying motherfuckers out. He's like, linebackers are like scared to blitz against Hines Ward.
Oh, yeah. He was like a vicious, he was blindsiding people constantly.
Yeah, and he's like, no one figured it out all year until we played them in the playoffs. And, you know, we beat them and then they end up losing to the Steelers, who eventually could do it.
Yeah.
It must have been 05. I don't remember the year they
played. It was definitely 05 because it was the year Roethlisberger couldn't do it in 04 and then they won the next year.
Yeah. And they lost to Denver at Denver. That sounds right.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense. I mean, he's still the best at X's and O's and shit. It's just having a guy on the field that can execute the plays. Like, the plays are given to him, and they're there. Upgrade offensively, like receivers and tight ends in certain situations. Like, they have every capability now. Like, everything is at their disposal. Second most cap space. You know, still the best coaches, like, best facilities. And you're going to have a high draft pick. I see no reason to move on from Belichick unless Bill wants to leave, go start a team and fucking win a Super Bowl right off into the sunset. He has 18 wins to pass Shula all time. So that's 2 years anyway. Like, I mean, unless you run the table, basically, but that's not going to happen.
They'll end up with five this year. Five is a bad year.
Yeah. I mean, if they get five, I'd be, you know, happy-ish, I guess.
Happy-ish.
I mean, five is, where's that going to put you? That's going to put you in, like, the top five draft pick, probably top six.
Yeah, that's a shitty. That's no Marvin. If you don't get Marvin Harrison Jr., it's not even
the end of the world, because you could still end up. You'll still end up with like the top left tackle, or like
that would be another great option. Either one of those guys, yeah. Left tackle Harrison Jr., lock it up. Can't miss pick.
And like I said, you'll be a fucking the fifth pick in the second round. There will be like four quarterbacks that'll be right there, like that kid from Michigan, the kid from LSU.
Washington.
Kid from Washington. All those guys are going to be right there at the beginning of the second.
There's a million quarterbacks that come out. The guy from Texas, people. Like, no one knows who's good.
No.
So why risk it with a quarterback? Why not just go with the top five pick? Like, where you're
talking
about?
Yeah, so say we land at, okay, we end the season with five wins. You beat the Giants, who literally are incapable of winning an NFL game. Tommy DeVito. And I refuse to lose to an NFL game to a guy that couldn't play at my alma mater, Syracuse. Had to transfer out because he was so bad there. I refuse to accept losing to him.
It's a tough look.
I couldn't do it. Right? They don't even let him throw the ball. He like drops back and he'll throw like a 1 yard hitch, or he just hands it off to Saquon Barkley. They lose by 40 points. No way. I can't imagine they lose to him. So that's their next game. That's on the road. Won't matter. Like, the Patriots should still beat them by 20. If they don't beat them by 20, it doesn't matter, but like, fucking whatever. They should beat them by 20. Okay, they could beat them. They could beat the Jets at home to end the season. Then you got the fucking Chargers, who are always a fucking toss-up to anybody. You know what I mean? I don't think the Bills lost to Justin Herbert yet. You got fucking, who else? Steelers. Steelers are good enough, but like, they're not
Steelers
great.
Are bad.
They're not good. They're 6-3, but like, Kenny Pickett's not great.
They've been outgained in every single game this year. That
might change
flying
against the Patriots,
around. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how that even happens. Like, Kenny Pickett doesn't, I think he just doesn't turn the ball over. They control the ball, and that's it, and play decent defense.
Weird luck. Like, they're just getting lucky.
Yeah. I'm not intimidated by the Steelers. I don't know if they'll win. So those are three possible wins right there. You got also, there's another one, too. Denver.
Yeah. So, I think they could end up with, I mean, at this point, you're hoping three.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to, like, vie for the number one pick, you want to lose out or win one.
Yeah. Best case scenario is you get the first pick overall. It's Caleb Williams, and everyone's
trade
like,
out.
This is the best guy who's ever lived, and we trade that to whoever has, like, the Giants with the third pick or something.
Yeah, and we get, you know, the next
Marvin
five,
Harrison
the
and,
next five number one overall, or the next, you know, their next five first-rounders plus somebody else.
And the reason why that trade always works is because the team trading into that pick is never like, the Chiefs aren't going, all right, we want the first pick overall. It's like, it was the Bears, it was Carolina, it's all these shit teams. The
teams,
Giants.
Yeah, they're going to be bad for years.
And we're going to keep getting good picks out of it.
And that's what Bill did his best work when he would trade. He traded like Richard Seymour for a first round pick to the Raiders, who were dog shit. And he was like, oh, they're going to be like a top five pick. And we ended up with fucking Gerard Mayo, I think. Oh, I think we got like the fifth pick and I think traded back and got Gerard Mayo.
You think?
Yeah, eventually. I don't know. Not that.
Everyone keeps talking about is Rabel. And
he's still under contract and he's still coaching. Like, I don't understand why. He hasn't been in New England. It's the same thing of like saying like Belichick wants to coach the Giants. I mean,
yeah, but I also don't understand like Rabel. I kind of like him, but is he good? Like, what, he's not going to make the playoffs.
No.
They're going to have like five.
You're coughing.
They're going to have five, 10 wins.
Yeah.
They're going to stink. Like, he hasn't won a playoff game yet. Has he? Maybe won one, 2 years ago.
I don't know, but Patriots. He also got strapped with fucking. He's not running the front office. He's not running the front office. He's got like Patriots retreads doing that he didn't pick, but like he's got those like that. He had Ryan Tannehill was his quarterback. You know, they just drafted that kid Levis, who seems pretty good.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is all these coaches who like you are like, all right, this is who we want to bring in.
Yeah.
They're not
surefire guys. Yeah. Like unless you can unless you can get Shanahan, but like also get Shanahan's like players, it's not gonna be, you know, that easy.
People going nuts about McDaniels. It's like, all right, fine. Let's see what he does. Can he win a playoff game first before we declare him like a Hall of Fame coach?
Yeah, Mike McDaniel. I'm thinking Josh on top of my head. So, listen, all these offenses, like they fade away, you know, after like 2 years. Like everybody catches up to him. It's not going to be like the Dolphins are not going to be this fast and this good forever. Like they have to win a Super Bowl this year. Or next year, or everyone's just going to catch up to them. Then they basically got blown out to fucking Kansas.
And they love trading draft picks and doing all that when they have like the first glimmer of a good team.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're in, here we go. And then, you know, it doesn't work out, and you're the Rams of 2017, where you made the Super Bowl, you lost, and then it took you like 4 years to be good again.
Yeah.
Granted, McVay's good, but I don't know if all these coaches.
Yeah, but he doesn't even want to be a coach anymore. He's like, I don't even want to be here. He's basically said that like multiple times. Like, I might just retire. He's like 36.
Yeah, well, he fucked his team up.
Yeah, the other guy. They both did. But they did work. They did win one Super Bowl. So
they won one, but he's like, fuck, we don't have any draft picks for 5 years.
Worth being here.
And we're going to be bad.
Yeah. I wonder if, Stafford, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to, like, what would you do if, like you said, we were had the fifth pick overall, next year, and you take just top available guy? Would you go? Who do you go with quarterback? You keep Mac?
No.
You have to pay him $4 million anyway.
Oh, here, have fun.
You're not gonna
go to the Bahamas. Get off this team.
Would somebody fucking take him?
Trade Mac
for a small draft pick,
like a third round pick.
Fuck no, you ain't getting a third round pick for him. They got a third round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, and everyone thought he was the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
You could trade Mac to I don't know what's gonna happen. Like Kyler Murray might be gone out of Arizona.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like, hey, here's Mac, reset, like with a new. They love doing that. They love pitching that. Oh, well, Mac's gonna go back up Jordan Love, these type of nonsense places where it's like,
somewhere
have fun.
You can just go fade away.
Yeah. It's like get out of the media. Like no one would even talk. Like no one's talking about these other quarterbacks who kind of stink.
It's East Coast bias. It's East Coast bias.
Well, and the Patriots, and the first year being bad. So.
Yeah. So and then people pile on Mac, and he just has such a sulky face. Like I don't know. It's hard to feel bad for him, but I do. But I don't know. It's just difficult to watch. So it's like I mean, honestly, I think you gotta keep. I don't know if you gotta keep him, but like if you get like a decent, like I've been saying it. Like I think Baker Mayfield would be good for like 1 year. Guy to the rookie, like in the middle of the season, if the quarterback's showing signs, you put him in. But like Baker Mayfield in a rookie,
Baker might make the playoffs and get re-signed. Yeah, it's like the Bucks aren't that bad, and who's good
in
that division?
A free agent. I mean, they're not gonna franchise him. You just fucking try and sign him. I bet you'd rather play for Belichick than Todd Bowles.
I would have liked
quarterback, whoever the coach is there.
I would like Minshew. For
him, I can't even watch that guy play. Hate his hair. I hate his mustache. I don't like, I just don't like his vibe of a guy that's not good. Like, you're not, you can't be like that if you're not good.
I would take, I don't know. There's like a million guys.
Brissett.
Would love Brissett.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't even matter. Like, Cousins is probably going to be available.
Yeah, he'd be too much money, though. You got to get, like, somebody.
Yeah, but how long
you need a bridge.
For?
You need a one-year bridge guy. He's going to have to win now, Cousins. You know what I mean? He's old. He's going to be mid-30s now. So, like, he's going to want to win now. We're going to want a quarterback that's, like, he's got 1 year. 1 year at max, and then either you're a backup or you're on a different team. I mean, we want to, if we're going to reset it, you want a rookie quarterback that's going to take over either midway through the season or start of the next year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just. This point. Like, it's fucking over.
Well, that's my ideal move is basically if you can't get Williams or Drake May, I would pick Drake May just because he's got arm talent. He runs. He's got a brain. He can fucking throw the ball through a fucking brick wall. Just everything you need in this NFL now and doesn't seem to cry in the stands. And then, but that's again, if he drops to you or if you're like literally the number one pick.
What if it's the Goff-Wentz draft? I mean, granted, everyone's saying that Caleb Williams is better than all these guys, but
yeah,
Goff-Wentz, 1-2, neither of them are good. I mean, Goff is good now, but he was bad for 5 years.
But what if? Yeah, but what if it's fucking Dan Marino and fucking Jim Kelly drafts or fucking whoever else was drafting that draft?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams is probably the only guy I would want, but
no, he seems so cocky. Like, it kind of bugs me. Like, he seems just too cocky for, like, an
NFL.
Have
you watched him play?
I watch a little bit of him playing Washington, and every time I watch him play, they lose. So, like, I don't know how
good
he is.
His team's not very good, but he's putting up, like, 40 points a game.
Yeah.
And he could, he does.
Yeah, he could throw it, but, like, again, I don't know. I mean, it's just, they're not the same offenses anymore. And, like, can that guy run the Patriots offense? Maybe not. Would they have to change their offense?
Are they even going to run the Patriots offense anymore? It's been pretty bad for a stretch here. But
well, it's stupid. Like, if people don't get it, like, do you dumb it down to your players or do you change it? Like they tried that last year, and it fucked up everything. Nobody ever brings it up to Belichick, and I tweeted it, like, four times. Like, bring it up to the coach. Like, how bad did the Patricia offense fuck everything up? Like, you wouldn't have drafted Tyquan Thornton. You wouldn't have drafted Cole Strange. You probably wouldn't have drafted you wouldn't have drafted Pierre Strong. You probably wouldn't have drafted Bailey Zappi. Those are four draft picks you don't make if you're not doing that zone run offense. Like, Pierre Strong, good running back that you just couldn't use anymore. Tyquan Thornton, a completely different receiver that you never would ever have. And
he's
then fucking
bad.
Cole Strange is not the type of left guard the Patriots usually have.
He's been actually kind of decent. I mean, Sidney Sow. That guy's a force.
But again, he was drafted this year.
I know, but he's good. The offensive line, I think, is fine.
They're
like
a
left tackle.
They need a left tackle to be all right. Like,
who's like a Pro Bowler, and you're like, oh, shit. Like, now everyone else just gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is an issue. Last year's draft is bad. 2 years ago was good. This year's draft is good. Like, they're just up and down. But they don't have that.
They don't make top end. I mean, they made top end. Like, cornerback picks. But
D-tackle. Barmore's, like, up
D-tackle.
There.
Yeah, and
Duggar.
They can't
and
get fucking... Make that on offense, like, with a playmaker instead of a... I mean, except for, like, getting lucky with Mike Onwenu. You know what I mean? Ramondre Stevenson was a hit, but, like, fourth-round pick, running back. You need fucking guys that you can hit receivers, you know?
It's got to be Harrison. That's the ideal pick is him. You come in. I don't even care who the quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, you could win with that. I mean, Mac could win with Marvin Harrison.
Mac cannot win.
He can win. I'm telling you, just he needs something out. Like, if they brought McDaniels back, it would help, too.
No, it wouldn't. Yes, it would. You see what that throw he made on?
He literally needs to go into a dark room for a while, like, and just reset.
That guy cannot win.
I know he's broken, and, like, the Boston media is going to burn him out of here, and there's
I've been
hope.
Shitting on
but
him.
But if they brought Josh McDaniels back, I'm telling you, he could be... You know, he could at least fight for the starting job next year if they brought a rookie. You know, if they got a rookie and Mac started for one more year.
What?
Well, you got to have a bridge guy
much.
And you have to pay him
$4
million.
To bench him? They're dying to bench him.
They did bench him.
They brought in 47 quarterbacks.
Bill fucking legitimately said, I'd rather lose this game than putting you back in.
Because
believe me, there was 0.00 chance hope. Or even thought that Bailey Zappi was going to win.
And he was fine with that. He's like, I just can't
exactly
watch you do what you do anymore.
You're fucking
you're that
this
bad.
Up so embarrassingly bad, I can't let you play for this. It was like, and Bailey Zappi literally did exactly like everyone thought he was going to do. Threw the even worse pass. Like, I mean, somebody told him it was a good idea to fake spike it and throw it to the middle of the field, which is Inconscionable, whatever the fuck, I can't even say the word.
Yeah, I thought he was, I don't know. If they had anyone, I mean, they brought all these guys in. They brought in like six quarterbacks this year, and they're like, maybe anyone could fucking play.
Well, Matt Corral was like, I'd rather quit. Like, he was like, literally, he's like, I'd rather not play at all. Like,
yeah.
What's Will Greer got? I don't think he's good either.
No, clearly not. So there's not, they just don't have an option.
You literally don't have a quarterback out of three. I mean, 7 years ago, they had Garoppolo, Brady, and Brissett. Three of them. Three star NFL starters. Now they don't have a one.
Not that many good quarterbacks in the league right now, though.
No, there isn't. Quarterbacks are so different now. It's like not even... You need to be a dual threat quarterback now. It's like a whole different fucking thing. Like, nobody's just... Like, Burrow's the last one. Like, drop back pass guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the way Burrow just handles pressure is beautiful. It's just beautiful. Him and Mahomes does the same type of style of just... Yeah. Handling pressure, scrambling around, and then kills you.
Yeah, because he'll find somebody open. He can make every throw.
Yeah.
I mean, he can throw the ball literally 80 yards.
Maybe it is Caleb Williams. Maybe we just bring him in and let him...
Fucking let him sling it.
Just do it all for us. Yeah. Look at Stroud. Stroud's doing everything.
Yeah, that's true. He's doing good.
All right, well...
So, I mean, bye week. We're at 6-point underdogs to the bye week. So, we'll see how it goes, but... We'll come back next week. Hopefully, we'll be in a better place. Maybe, fucking, who knows? Mac will be traded. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. Sure, everything's going to be the same. Maybe 2 weeks of, I'm saying, Belichick's fired and getting traded to Washington, but it's all going to be the same. I'm going to make a bet that Bill Belichick's the head coach of the New England.
I like it. I think he's coming back. I think they're going to look around and be like, all right, what are our options? And someone's going to go, Wade Phillips is out there.
you know, Wade? He's pretty good. And fucking be like, Bill's 73. Does he really want to go to fucking L.A., uproot everything? I mean, the guy likes Nantucket. What the fuck else? I mean, it's like retire or get this record in New England like you fucking want. Get a fucking stud quarterback. Spend $1 billion like you have and get a winning team.
Nobody wants to live in the Potomac.
No.
It's gross, muddy water. You can't even swim in it. Yeah.
Probably my favorite Housewives, though. All right, until next week, go Pats.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it! Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor! It's about respect! We win this game, your honor! Your kids are honor! Your family's honor! We are great!
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler!
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted! They got it by Kyle Long! 30, 25, 20, 15, touchdown! Touchdown! Kyle Long picks it up and takes it to the house! Lewis,
4, Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're the greatest
quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.